Here we have Adrian Blakey, a star in AgriScience finalist. Can you tell me about your project, please?
So my AgriScience research SAE consists of a couple of interrelated studies, all focusing on wheat quality, and more specifically, gluten quality. Basically, I'm looking at six sequential generations of wheat breeding to determine if there's any significant change that's happened within our breeding programs to have something to do with this rise in gluten sensitivity that we're seeing here in America.
All right, and are there any lessons that stick out to you that you learned along the way?
I've learned tons of things through this experience, but I think one of the things that really has stuck out to me through this experience has been just learning how to be professional in different people's labs. It's a lot of sticking your nose to the grindstone when you don't want to anymore with long days in rooms all by yourself, but it's exciting because at the end of the day, I know that my research is going to serve people and serve people well. And it's exciting to be a part of generating this information that hopefully will be really beneficial in the long run.
And if you could name one person as your biggest inspiration, who would that be?
I would definitely have to say my mom. She's by far my biggest inspiration in most aspects of my life, but especially with this research project as well, because she has a gluten sensitivity herself, and that was one of the reasons why I was inspired to pursue this in the first place. So I would definitely say my mom is one of my greatest inspirations.
And let's look forward for a second. Where are you planning on going next?
So I am a junior at Oklahoma State University studying plant and soil sciences and ag communications, and I'm going to finish up my undergrad there at OSU and then hopefully pursue a master's degree at some point in time, and we'll see where the wind takes me, but I'm excited to continue a career in agricultural science.
Okay, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to thank anybody who really stuck out to you and helped you through this project.
Well, thank you so much to all of my FFA advisors that have been a part of my life through the years. I appreciate all of your support and the different lessons that I've learned from each one of you. But I also want to thank Dr. Brett Carver for all of your guidance and your patience with me and for believing in me when I came into your office asking to be a part of this project. So thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.